This is KCUR. More high-profile Major League pitchers have been sidelined by season-ending elbow injuries this year than ever before. But this epidemic is not just a big league concern. As KCUR's Greg Eklin reports, young players, lured by the fastball, are getting hurt too.
3 years ago, just before outfielder Bubba Starling from Gardner-Edgerton High School was taken by the Kansas City Royals in the draft, the Baltimore Orioles chose the best high school pitching prospect.
The Baltimore Orioles select Dylan Bundy, a right-handed pitcher from Owosso High School, Owosso, Oklahoma.
Bundy was described as a can't-miss Major League prospect who touched 100 miles an hour on the radar gun and threw strikes. But after one professional season, including two appearances in the big leagues, Bundy, now 21, underwent Tommy John surgery. Named after the former big league pitcher whose elbow ligament in his left pitching arm was replaced by a tendon from elsewhere in his body.
We're definitely seeing more on the way of overuse injuries where kids are coming in who have basically overused and torn their ulna collateral ligament and needed surgery to reconstruct it.
That's Dr. Donna Pacheca, an orthopedic surgeon at the Center for Sports Medicine at Children's Mercy Hospital. She has performed Tommy John surgeries over the last 8 years.
The more common kids that I'll see is going to be the high school age kids. But, I mean, I'm seeing kids that are coming in who are in the precursor stage, who are 12, 13 years old, which is really disturbing.
How many out? All right.
Brad Stoll works with 12 and 13-year-olds at a baseball camp in Lawrence. He's also the baseball coach at Lawrence High School, who will be closely watching this week's baseball draft. One of his players, Bryce Montez de Aca, is expected to be selected today in the third round or later. At one time, de Aca was projected to be a potential first-round pick, but that was before he had Tommy John surgery.
He's a 6'8", 260-pound right-hander that throws 97.
Therein lies one of the problems, says Dr. Pacheca.
You didn't really hear a lot about all of these pediatric elbow problems before the era of the radar gun, and now all of a sudden everybody starts wanting to see how fast Johnny can throw, and I think this becomes a real big issue because kids are going to throw fast in whatever manner they can do it, and that doesn't necessarily mean they're throwing it the right way.
As someone who also scouts part-time for the Milwaukee Brewers, Brad Stoll admits that scouts and college coaches pay close attention to radar speeds.
It's hard not to when you see a kid that's 15 years old that hits 92. You're like, oh my gosh, that's 2 miles an hour faster than the major league average fastball, and he's 15.
As de Aca moves forward, he's fortunate enough to have a choice between the major league team that will take a chance on him or baseball on scholarship at the University of Missouri. For other kids, elbow surgery is where the baseball dream ends. Dr. Pacheca says it's up to the adults to be more responsible.
As an adult, you're in control of what the kids are doing, whether you're a parent or a coach. And it's really important to take that responsibility seriously to be able to read your players and to be able to say, no, you got to sit out.
The number of major league injuries prompted the American Sports Medicine Institute of Birmingham, Alabama last month to release a position statement. Among the warnings it conveys to adolescent pitchers, avoid pitching while fatigued and stay away from the radar guns. For KCUR News, I'm Greg.